The Luminous 100 Developmental Readiness Assessment by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Swimming in Lila, Developmental Readiness and the Science of Cleared Apertures. Voice, Amanuel. Generated from the prompt, Developmental Readiness Assessment, Sensing when a person or system is ready for the next stage. Contents. 1. The water we swim in, readiness as a property of reality. 2. Complexity science and the mechanics of readiness. 3. Evolutionary intelligence and Lila, the play within. 4. Clearing apertures, sensing readiness in action. 5. Pain, humility, and the architecture of truth. 6. Healing as movement through apertures. 7. Designing systems for readiness, from individual to ecosystem. The water we swim in, readiness as a property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture flows. Water dances through my bones. Ready, weightless.
Kuote.
Readiness is not a state but a process, a flowing, ever-shifting aperture through which life moves. Citation needed. Parable. The Gardener and the Roses. There was once a gardener who longed to grow the most beautiful roses in the valley. She worked tirelessly, turning the soil, adding nutrients, and nurturing the plants with care. But no matter what she did, the roses would wither or fail to bloom. One day, a wise old farmer came to visit her garden. He observed her work for a while before speaking. "You are trying too hard," he said gently. "The roses will bloom when they are ready, not when you wish it." She scoffed, "But I've done everything right. The soil is rich, the conditions are perfect. Why won't they bloom?" The old farmer smiled. "The soil may be rich, but the roses need more than that. They need the sun at just the right angle, the right amount of water, and most of all, patience. You cannot force them to bloom any more than you can force a river to flow uphill." The gardener paused and looked around her garden. She realized she had been so focused on her own efforts that she hadn't noticed the subtle signs, the way the morning light touched certain plants, or how the soil crumbled differently in places where roots were ready to burst through. Over time, she learned to watch for these signs of readiness. And one spring, when she least expected it, her roses bloomed in a riot of color, as if the garden itself had been waiting all along for that moment. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Readiness is a dynamic state. Like the tide, it comes and goes in its own rhythm. To sense it, we don't need complex tools. We just need to attune ourselves to the subtle movements of life around us. Here are three universal practices that can help you develop this attunement. 1. The pause. Before making a decision or taking action, pause for a breath or three. Ask yourself, where am I being held back? Where am I pushing too hard? This simple pause creates space for readiness to emerge. 2. The map and the territory. Draw a rough map of your current situation, your goals, challenges, and resources. Then step back and observe the territory around it, the people, the environment, even the weather. Are there signs that things are aligning? This practice helps you see readiness not just in yourself, but in the larger system. 3. The clearing. Choose one small area of your life where you feel stuck or uncertain. Each day, spend a few minutes clearing it, removing distractions, uncertainties, or blocks, like clearing debris from a riverbed. Over time, you'll start to notice how readiness flows through cleared spaces. These practices are simple but powerful because they scale over time. The pause becomes deeper with experience. The map and the territory become more detailed as you learn to see systems, and the clearing teaches you that readiness is often about removing what's in the way. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Readiness. Not a state of being prepared or ready in the conventional sense, but a dynamic aperture in reality where potential can flow without resistance. It is the moment when self-organization aligns with intention, allowing for effortless emergence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you sense a quiet readiness, perhaps a subtle shift or a new possibility waiting to unfold. 2. Middle searing. What are you doing right now that is blocking your own readiness, perhaps without you even realizing it? 3. End. If readiness were a river flowing through your life, where might it be carving its next path? The body, the water of Lila. Lila, the divine play at the heart of evolutionary intelligence, is the water we swim in. It is not something we possess or control. It is the medium through which all things move when they are ready. Traditions across time and space speak of this truth in different languages. The Tao that can be spoken is not the eternal Tao, the Dharma that arises from alignment with reality, the self-organizing patterns of living systems. Each tradition is a mirror reflecting what we already are, a cleared aperture through which Lila flows. Healing, then, is not an act of the will or the self. It is a property of reality that moves through us when the apertures in our being are clear. When we stop trying to force or manipulate outcomes and instead attune ourselves to the natural rhythms of readiness, we align with this deeper intelligence. This alignment is not passive. It requires rigor, a willingness to see the world as it truly is, with all its complexity and unpredictability. It calls for humility, because readiness often reveals itself in ways we cannot predict or control. And it asks us to embrace play, not as a frivolous distraction, but as the serious work of stepping into the flow of life without resistance. To sense readiness is to sense the direction of Lila's current. It is to recognize that what we call development or growth is not something we achieve on our own, but something that emerges when we are in alignment with the larger systems around us. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Readiness is not a destination. It is a current. 2. Apertures clear when we stop forcing and start flowing. 3. Lila does not ask permission. It waits for cleared paths. 4. Healing is not an act. It is the space between what resists and what yields. 5. The river flows uphill only in your imagination. 6. Developmental readiness is a property of reality, not your will. 7. Play is the architecture of emergent systems. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. The breath of readiness, accessible. Asterisk, find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably for 5 minutes. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. With each exhale, imagine releasing something that is holding you back, whether it's doubt, resistance, or even excitement that feels overwhelming. Now, ask yourself, where in my life am I being held back right now? Listen for a word, an image, or a sensation that arises without effort. End the exercise by writing down whatever comes to you, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. Asterisk. Exercise 2. Mapping the current, deepening. Asterisk, draw a rough map of your current situation, your goals, challenges, and resources. Use symbols, colors, or words to represent different aspects of your life, e.g., work, relationships, personal growth. Next, step back from your map and observe it as if it were a landscape. Ask, where is the water flowing? Where do I see signs of readiness, opportunities, connections, or shifts that feel inevitable? Pay attention to where your eyes are drawn naturally. This is often where Lila's current is strongest. Reflect on whether you've been trying to dam or redirect this flow. Asterisk. Exercise 3. The clearing advanced. Asterisk, choose one area of your life where you feel stuck, uncertain, or resistant. This could be a project, a relationship, or even an internal state like fear or doubt. For the next 7 days, spend 5 minutes each day clearing this space. This doesn't mean solving the problem or forcing change. It means removing distractions, uncertainties, or blocks, like clearing debris from a riverbed. You might journal, meditate, or simply observe what arises without judgment. By the end of the week, ask, where has readiness begun to emerge? How does it feel different from my own efforts? This exercise teaches you that readiness often emerges when you stop trying to control outcomes. Asterisk. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures and Lila as a property of reality draws from complexity science, including the work on autopoiesis, Majorana and Varela, dissipative structures, Prigogine, and attractors, e.g., Lorenz's work on chaos theory. Citation needed for specific references. The idea of readiness as a dynamic aperture aligns with living systems theory and developmental systems theory, particularly in the work of Emmanuel Santa Anna and Lacaste, Living Systems and Complexity Science Theory. Citation needed. Santa Anna's works on this topic should be referenced here. The parable echoes themes found in permaculture and deep ecology, where patience and attunement to natural rhythms are key principles. Potential reference, Masanobu Fukuoka's The One Straw Revolution. This chapter is now complete as a standalone hōlon, but also fits into the larger book's theme of developmental readiness assessment. It begins with a tuning fork, haiku, and quote, moves through a parable, describes universal practices, defines a key term luminously, offers reflective questions, delves into the teaching centered on Lila, provides pithy aphorisms, includes three exercises that build in depth, and ends with citations where needed. The voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural but humble about pain, as requested. I'll double-check for coherence and flow. 1. Tuning fork sets the tone with beauty and profundity. 2. Parable illustrates readiness without preaching. 3. Structure and technique offers practical tools that scale. Complexity science and the mechanics of readiness. Tuning fork, haiku, frost on the window. A spider weaves its first thread, unaware of the sun it will hold. Complex systems are not just complex. They are alive in ways that defy reduction. Citation needed. Claim about complex systems. Parable, the river's patience. Once, in a high mountain range, there was a river that flowed with such precision it seemed to follow the path of least resistance until one winter, when the snowmelt came late and the riverbed froze. The river did not fight the ice. It waited. It carved small channels beneath the surface, whispering to the stone, softening its edges until, one dawn, the ice cracked under the weight of its own stillness, and the river surged forward, not because it had forced the way, but because it had become ready. The villagers downstream saw this not as a flood, but as a blessing, for the water had learned to flow where it was needed, not where it was pushed. Structure and technique, the three pillars of readiness. 1. Observe without naming. Practice noticing states or behaviors in yourself or systems without immediately labeling them as good or bad. This clears mental apertures, allowing readiness to emerge naturally. 2. Map resonance. Identify where energy flows easily, e.g., ideas that come freely, transitions that feel smooth, and where it stagnates. Resonance is the signature of readiness. 3. Phase with complexity. Align your actions or interventions with the natural rhythms of the system. Like the river, you are ready not by forcing, but by softening and adapting to the terrain. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space within a person, system, or environment where energy can flow without obstruction. It is not created by force, but emerges when resistance dissolves, often during moments of stillness or play. Cleared apertures are the natural pathways through which development occurs, and they resemble the spaces between stones in a riverbed where water finds its way. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life or work do you sense the quiet before the surge, the moment when readiness is not yet visible but already humming beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle. What if readiness is not something you achieve, but something that achieves you, like a river carving its own path? 3. End. How might you begin to practice the art of waiting, not passively, but with the active patience of complexity itself? The body, complexity science, and the mechanics of readiness. Developmental readiness is not a destination, but a dynamic state, a property of reality itself, like gravity or light. Complexity science reveals that readiness emerges from the interactions of components in a system, not from external intervention. Think of a dissipative structure. When energy flows through a system at just the right rate, neither too constrained nor too chaotic, it organizes itself into new forms, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. This. Okay, I'm writing chapter 2 of Swimming in Lila, Developmental Readiness and the Science of Cleared Apertures. The title is Complexity Science and the Mechanics of Readiness. This chapter should stand alone as a complete unit, a holon, while also fitting into the larger book. It's about teaching developmental readiness assessment through the lens of complexity science, centered on Lila, the divine play that underlies evolutionary intelligence. The structure is quite detailed, so I'll break it down step by step. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote to set the tone. The haiku should be original and life-uplifting. The quote should be attributed and profound, likely from someone authoritative in complexity science or related fields. 2. Parable, a story that illustrates the concept without explicitly stating it. It should feel organic and relatable while embodying the teaching. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical and applicable to both individuals and systems. 4. Luminous definition, a clear, gold-box definition of a key term, likely cleared apertures, or something related to developmental readiness. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start to engage the reader. A searing one in the middle to challenge or provoke thought. 1 at the end to reflect or summarize. 6. The body. The core teaching, centered on Lila and complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures. This should explain how readiness emerges from systems and how it can be sensed or assessed. 7 second sentences, aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter in very short, memorable statements. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, beginner-friendly. Deepening, intermediate, more challenging. Advanced, profound, or complex. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, flag where citations are needed later. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Frost on the window. A spider weaves its first thread unaware of the sun it will hold.
Good.
Reality is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. Attributed to J.B.S. Haldane or similar, if not exact, I'll flag for citation. Wait, that seems familiar, but I'm not sure the exact attribution. Maybe I should use something more directly tied to complexity science. Complex systems are not just complex. They are alive in ways that defy reduction. Citation needed. Claim about complex systems. But perhaps a more poetic or profound quote would work better here, even if not strictly from complexity science. Let me think of something else. Alternative quote, to perceive the world as it is, we must learn to see through the eyes of complexity. Perhaps from a philosopher or a scientist like Gregory Bateson. I'll check later. For now, I'll proceed with a provisional quote and flag for citation if needed. 2. Parable. I need a story that embodies the idea of readiness as an emergent property of systems. Maybe something about a river or a tree, since those are natural examples of complexity. Title, The River's Patience. Once, in a high mountain range, there was a river that flowed with such precision it seemed to follow the path of least resistance until one winter, when the snowmelt came late and the riverbed froze. The river did not fight the ice. It waited. It carved small channels beneath the surface, whispering to the stone, softening its edges until, one dawn, the ice cracked under the weight of its own stillness, and the river surged forward, not because it had forced the way, but because it had become ready. The villagers downstream saw this not as a flood, but as a blessing, for the water had learned to flow where it was needed, not where it was pushed. This parable suggests that readiness emerges from the system itself, the river, through its interactions with the environment, the ice and stone, rather than being imposed from outside. It also hints at the cleared aperture as a space or moment of possibility.
Trois structures et techniques.
Here, I need simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical ways to sense readiness in oneself or systems. Possible ideas. Observation without judgment. Simply observing patterns without labeling them, e.g., watching how a system behaves at different stages. Resonance mapping. Noticing where energy flows freely versus where it is blocked. Phase alignment. Syncing actions with the natural rhythms of the system, like the river aligning with its environment. Let me formalize this. Structure and technique. The three pillars of readiness. 1. Observe without naming. Practice noticing states or behaviors in yourself or systems without immediately labeling them as good or bad. This clears mental apertures, allowing readiness to emerge naturally. 2. Map resonance. Identify where energy flows easily, e.g., ideas that come freely, transitions that feel smooth, and where it stagnates. Resonance is the signature of readiness. 3. Phase with complexity. Align your actions or interventions with the natural rhythms of the system. Like the river, you are ready not by forcing, but by softening and adapting to the terrain. These should be universal, yet scalable, applicable to personal development, teams, or ecosystems. 4. Luminous definition. I need a key term defined in a gold box. Likely candidates. Cleared aperture. Developmental readiness. Lila, but this is already central to the book. Let's go with cleared aperture. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space within a person, system, or environment where energy can flow without obstruction. It is not created by force, but emerges when resistance dissolves, often during moments of stillness or play. Cleared apertures are the natural pathways through which development occurs, and they resemble the spaces between stones in a riverbed where water finds its way. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life or work do you sense the quiet before the surge, the moment when readiness is not yet visible but already humming beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle. What if readiness is not something you achieve, but something that achieves you, like a river carving its own path? 3. End. How might you begin to practice the art of waiting, not passively, but with the active patience of complexity itself? 6. The body, complexity science, and the mechanics of readiness. This is the core teaching. It should tie complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, to Lila as the playful, evolutionary intelligence behind readiness.
Draft.
Developmental readiness is not a destination, but a dynamic state, a property of reality itself, like gravity or light. Complexity science reveals that readiness emerges from the interactions of components in a system, not from external intervention. Think of a dissipative structure. When energy flows through a system at just the right rate, neither too constrained nor too chaotic, it organizes itself into new forms. This is Lila, the divine play, where evolution is not a struggle but a dance. Readiness appears when apertures are cleared, meaning that resistance, whether physical, mental, or systemic, dissolves enough to allow energy to flow naturally. This isn't about forcing change. It's about aligning with the system's inherent tendency toward complexity and organization. For example, in an organism, readiness might show as a sudden fluency in learning or problem solving. In a team, it might be the moment when collaboration feels effortless, as if the group is in the zone. In ecosystems, it's the balance between stability and change that allows new life to emerge. This doesn't mean readiness is always comfortable. Pain or discomfort can also signal cleared apertures, moments where old structures are dissolving to make space for new ones. The key is to sense these moments without clinging to outcomes, trusting that Lila, evolutionary intelligence, will guide the process. Key concepts from complexity science. 1. Self-organization. Systems naturally evolve toward more complex states when given the right conditions. 2. Dissipative structures. Systems maintain order by dissipating energy, e.g., a hurricane or an organism. 3. Autopoiesis. Systems that produce and reproduce themselves, like cells or economies, are always in a state of becoming, never static. 4. Attractors. Points toward which systems naturally tend. Readiness is often a shift between attractors. Readiness is not about being prepared in the traditional sense, but about being resonant with the system's natural rhythms. It's the feeling you get when you're in flow, or when a problem suddenly seems to solve itself because you've aligned with the deeper currents of reality. 7. 7 7-second sentences. These should be aphorisms that encapsulate the chapter's essence in very short, punchy statements. 1. Readiness is not preparedness. It's unpreparedness done right. 2. Cleared apertures are where evolution breathes. 3. You don't force readiness. You wait for the ice to crack. 4. Lila laughs at your plans. It prefers your surrender. 5. Pain is a cleared aperture, screaming for new form. 6. Complexity reads you better than you read it. 7. The river doesn't ask permission. It is the path. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. The breath of flow. Practice observing your breath for 5 minutes, noticing where it feels smooth and where it hesitates. Ask, where else in my life am I holding my breath? This builds awareness of natural flow versus resistance. 2. Deepening. Resonance mapping. Take a system you work with, e.g., a project, team, or personal goal, and map where energy flows easily and where it stalls. Draw or journal the terrain of this system, noting cleared apertures and blockages. Reflect, how might I soften my approach to align with the system's natural rhythms? 3. Advanced. The art of surrender. Choose a situation where you feel stuck or uncertain. Practice surrendering to it for 24 hours, meaning you refrain from forcing outcomes, but instead observe how the system, or life, responds when you're not pushing. Journal. What emerged that I didn't intend? How did readiness appear in this space? This exercise is about trusting Lila to guide the process. 9. Citations. I need to flag where citations are needed or add real ones where possible. For example, the quote about reality being stranger than we can suppose might be from J.B.S. Haldane, but I'm not sure. I'll note citation needed. Claim. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, should be attributed to their originators, e.g., Ilya Prigogine for dissipative structures, Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela for autopoiesis. The parable is original, but I'll ensure it doesn't unintentionally plagiarize any existing stories. Provisional citations. Self-organization. Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. Autopoiesis. Maturana and Varela, 1972/1980. Attractors. Tom, 1975, or Haken, 1983. Final assembly. Now I'll assemble all these sections into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with a chapter title and proceed in order. Complexity science and the mechanics of readiness. Tuning fork. Haiku. Frost on the window. A spider weaves its first thread unaware of the sun it will hold.
What?
Complex systems are not just complex. They are alive in ways that defy reduction. Citation needed. Claim about complex systems. Parable. The river's patience. Once, in a high mountain range, there was a river that flowed with such precision it seemed to follow the path of least resistance until one winter, when the snowmelt came late and the riverbed froze. The river did not fight the ice. It waited. It carved small channels beneath the surface, whispering to the stone, softening its edges until, one dawn, the ice cracked under the weight of its own stillness, and the river surged forward, not because it had forced the way, but because it had become ready. The villagers downstream saw this not as a flood, but as a blessing for the water had learned to flow where it was needed, not where it was pushed. Structure and technique. The three pillars of readiness. 1. Observe without naming. Practice noticing states or behaviors in yourself or systems without immediately labeling them as good or bad. This clears mental apertures, allowing readiness to emerge naturally. 2. Map resonance. Identify where energy flows easily, e.g., ideas that come freely, transitions that feel smooth, and where it stagnates. Resonance is the signature of readiness. 3. Phase with complexity. Align your actions or interventions within natural rhythms of the system. Like the river, you are ready not by forcing, but by softening and adapting to the terrain. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A cleared aperture is a space within a person, system, or environment where energy can flow without obstruction. It is not created by force, but emerges when resistance dissolves, often during moments of stillness or play. Cleared apertures are the natural pathways through which development occurs, and they resemble the spaces between stones in a riverbed where water finds its way. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life or work do you sense the quiet before the surge, the moment when readiness is not yet visible but already humming beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle. What if readiness is not something you achieve, but something that achieves you, like a river carving its own path? 3. End. How might you begin to practice the art of waiting, not passively, but with the active patience of complexity itself? The body, complexity science, and the mechanics of readiness. Developmental readiness is not a destination, but a dynamic state, a property of reality itself, like gravity or light. Complexity science reveals that readiness emerges from the interactions of components in a system, not from external intervention. Think of a dissipative structure. When energy flows through a system at just the right rate, neither too constrained nor too chaotic, it organizes itself into new forms, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. This is Lila, the divine play, where evolution is not a struggle but a dance. Readiness appears when apertures are cleared, meaning that resistance, whether physical, mental, or systemic, dissolves enough to allow energy to flow naturally. This isn't about forcing change. It's about aligning with the system's inherent tendency toward complexity and organization. For example, in an organism, readiness might show as a sudden fluency in learning or problem solving. In a team, it might be the moment when collaboration feels effortless, as if the group is in the zone. In ecosystems, it's the balance between stability and change that allows new life to emerge. This doesn't mean readiness is always comfortable. Pain or discomfort can also signal cleared apertures, moments where old structures are dissolving to make space for new ones. The key is to sense these moments without clinging to outcomes, trusting that Lila, evolutionary intelligence, will guide the process. Key concepts from complexity science. 1. Self-organization. Systems naturally evolve toward more complex states when given the right conditions, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. 2. Dissipative structures. Systems maintain order by dissipating energy, e.g., a hurricane or an organism, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. 3. Autopoiesis. Systems that produce and reproduce themselves, like cells or economies, are always in a state of becoming, never static, Maturana and Varela, 1972-1980. 4. Attractors. Points toward which systems naturally tend. Readiness is often a shift between attractors, Tom, 1975. Readiness is not about being prepared in the traditional sense, but about being resonant with the system's natural rhythms. It's the feeling you get when you're in flow, or when a problem suddenly seems to solve itself because you've aligned with the deeper currents of reality. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Readiness is not preparedness. It's unpreparedness done right. 2. Cleared apertures are where evolution breathes. 3. You don't force readiness. You wait for the ice to crack. 4. Lila laughs at your plans. It prefers your surrender. 5. Pain is a cleared aperture, screaming for new form. 6. Complexity reads you better than you read it. 7. The river doesn't ask permission. It is the path. 3. Exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath of flow. Practice observing your breath for 5 minutes, noticing where it feels smooth and where it hesitates. Ask, where else in my life am I holding my breath? This builds awareness of natural flow versus resistance. 2. Deepening. Resonance mapping. Take a system you work with, e.g., a project, team, or personal goal, and map where energy flows easily and where it stalls. Draw or journal the terrain of this system, noting cleared apertures and blockages. Reflect, how might I soften my approach to align with the system's natural rhythms? 3. Advanced, the art of surrender. Choose a situation where you feel stuck or uncertain.